Dictation for Melissa Peak, P-E-A-K, July 7, 78, address as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow-up for Melissa, who has active immune complex glomerulonephritis, etiology unknown, based on renal biopsy, with advanced progressive renal failure. Last visit was in October. We decided for treatment, including prednisone and CellCept. The last 4 or 5 weeks, however, she's having persistent cough, sound mostly dry, worsening dyspnea, no reported hemoptysis, has also some inflammatory changes on the eyes with some muttering material in the morning, off and on, greenish sputum, no hemoptysis, no pleuritic discomfort or chest pain or palpitations. Weight is stable, appetite good, without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, no cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, no skin rash, bruises, no headaches, some sinus congestion, anterior-posterior drainage, other review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, blood pressure, losartan, HCPC, immunosuppressant CellCept prednisone, prophylaxis Bactrim for infection pneumonia, Fosamax for bone protection, and protonix for gastrointestinal bleeding. She's off the Plaquenil as there is no diagnosis of lupus based on the renal biopsy. Next paragraph, today weight 180. There is conjunctivitis, mostly on the exposed areas of the conjunctiva. The palpebral area looks clear. I don't see any compromise of eye movements, and her eyesight is normal. Don't see respiratory distress, but significant cough. Right now sounds more dry, but as indicated before, occasionally purulent material. No gross skin rash or palpable lymph nodes. I do not hear localized rash or consolidation pleural effusion. No pericardial wrap, no arrhythmia. No abdominal tenderness ascites, no edema or neurological deficit. Blood pressure has been running. In the 120s, 130s over 80s. Next paragraph, chemistry a few days ago, December, creatinine 2.4. And that compares to creatinine of 3 in July, present GFR 22 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate in the upper side, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, elevated white blood cell count 24,000 with anemia 10.2, normal platelet count, increased neutrophils, low lymphocytes. The biopsy from July 2022, chronic active immune deposit glomerulonephritis with areas of focal necrotizing and crescentic, secondary changes of FSGS, and mild degree of interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has an active immune glomerulonephritis. Right now thought not to be related to lupus. Prior biopsies 2000 and 2010. Acute and chronic renal failure progressive, risk for immunosuppressants. However, concerned about this dyspnea, cough, off and on productive, upper respiratory symptoms including conjunctivitis. Through the years, there has been previous clinical suspicions for pneumonitis as well as autoimmune hepatitis, at that time thought to be related to lupus. We are going to do a CT scan high resolution without contrast to define any interstitial component that might require more aggressive treatment. We need to look also for potential opportunistic infection. The broad differential diagnosis will be broad. We also need to rule out potentially cytomegalovirus. She does not look septic to be admitted to the hospital. She has not required any oxygen. Do not want to change new antibiotics besides the background prophylaxis for pneumocystis pneumonia. We will get more consultants involved based on new CAT scan results, potentially infectious diseases, lung specialist, rheumatology. All this is discussed with the patient at length, end of dictation.